Good morning, church. It is good to see you today. Let's stand, let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here. And Father, though I may say it every single week, Father, we thank you for the fact that we can be in church, that we woke up this morning, that we have another day here on this earth. So Father, we want to take advantage of that this morning. We're here. We're ready to sing and to praise you. Now, Father God, we want to come to you in spirit and in truth, the way that you want us to come to you. So, Father, we know that now, that we'll be able to just worship you free and unrestricted. So, Father, we just ask that your Holy Spirit would also have free and unrestricted reign through us here this morning, that it would be simply an awesome time of worship like we have never had before. Father, we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Amen. I will see you there.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger, and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand
stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Amen.
Everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know. He's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's a healer of my body. He's a savior of my soul. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. On the cross he died for sinners, and his blood makes white as snow. Loving, living, coming Savior, he's the one you want to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With this manna he does feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples come to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, oh, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come
come and dine. The Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth, now come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble thee. Oh, to be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth, now come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth, now come and dine.
Amen.
I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly.
Hallelujah.
You know, if you were to ask the leper who was healed by Jesus, or Lazarus, or the man who was blind to sing that song, this is how they would not sing it. I've got a river of life flow. You know what? They would be singing with so much enthusiasm. You know, it says each time that there was this miracle happening, it didn't say they just got up and calmly walked away, but it says that they stood up and they were just leaping and jumping and they were shouting. I mean, they were so excited. And that's what this song is about. Indeed, I got a river of life flowing out of me.
In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord. Tell Him of your love, dance before Him. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord.
Tell Him of your love.
Hallelujah. our being in Him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing it to the Lord, tell Him of your love, dance before Him. Make a joyful noise, sing it to the Lord, tell Him of your love, hallelujah.
Yes.
Marvelous message we bring, glorious carol we sing, wonderful word of the King, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. Forest and flower exclaim, mountain and meadow the same. All earth and heaven proclaim, Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again, standing before Him at last, trial and trouble all pass, crowns at His feet we will cast. Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
Not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's save Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever saint find his friend forsaken? No, not one. No, not one. Poor sinner find that he would not take him. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Will he refuse us a hope in heaven? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Amen.
Amen indeed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Was there a gift like the Savior given? Will he refuse us a home in heaven?
No.
No, not one, not one at all.
Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. And he sets me free. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. And he sets me free. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. For he sets me free. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. And he sets me free. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. For he sets me free. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. For he sets me free.
Amen.
I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King. Oh, what wonderful mercy and love. Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With his merciful love, he brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. I will glorify God for the new song he gave. Now, my Lord, I am praising each day. Precious Jesus, he heals every person today. If you only believe in your heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King. Oh, what wonderful mercy and love. Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With his merciful love, he brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. I will glorify God for the new song he gave. Now, my Lord, I am praising each day. Precious Jesus, he heals every person today. If you only believe in your heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King. Oh, what wonderful mercy and love. Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With his merciful love, he brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul.
Amen.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel. Blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is called Emmanuel, your God with us, revealed in us, your name is called Emmanuel. Jesus, name
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus said. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to go and prepare one for you. And if I do so, I'm going to come and take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. What a beautiful promise. Oh, hallelujah. What wonderful thing to look forward to. The many mansions waiting for us. So let not the heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your promises, O Lord. We thank you for a mighty victory in this body of believers. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Wherefore, seeing also that we've been encompassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us therefore lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, he was set on the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. He was set at the right hand of the throne of God. This applies to us today as well. We may go through tribulations. We may go through troubles, through trials and temptations. Let us endure the situations that we are going through in our lives. Let us not look at the storm. Let us not look at the problems. But let us look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Let us look unto him who pacifies the storm. And we want to thank you today for victory in this body of believers. We know that there is a promise that's waiting for us. Hallelujah. As Jesus endure the situations, endure the suffering, let us also do the same thing. For we know where we are headed. We know where we are going. And let us run with patience. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let us look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Hallelujah. For our help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Let us realize we're not alone. The Lord is on our side. He stands by us in every tribulation, in every problem or situation. He stands by us. He encourages us. He saturates us with his peace. He gives us joy unspeakable and full of glory. And Lord, we thank you and praise you today that, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you today, oh Lord, that we're not alone in this world. The Lord is our keeper and the shade on our right hand. Hallelujah. He always stands by us. And Lord, we love you, we appreciate you, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the victory. And let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness or envy or strife, but let us put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the last thereof, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and praise you today. Thank you for the Holy Spirit moving such a mighty way today. And touching each and every person today. Let no one be left untouched. Let it be wherever it is needed, a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, we pray today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for anointing the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him joy, peace in his heart, we pray, Father. And give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Anoint everyone that gives a testimony today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified today in every area of this ministry. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you, though. You are the source of every good thing. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, you instructed us to bring that our tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. Said the Lord, approve me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may be not enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you that you stand good in your promises, and we bless you, we thank you, we love you, Lord, we lift your name higher and higher. And we are determined to give to the work of the Lord with gladness, and give, O Lord, with liberty, we pray in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. And we thank you for having it your way. Not our way, but your way, we pray, Lord, from the beginning to the end. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Good morning. I read this scripture this week, and I thought I'd read it here. Very good. It was good for me when I read it. So it's Psalm chapter 19, and you probably recognize part of this too. But it says, The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Pretty good, huh? So anyway, I just wanted to read that. And what I was thinking about a little bit this morning was, and throughout the week, actually, is a vision. I'm not talking, you know, I had a vision. But I mean, I have a vision that's been put in me by God, and it's clear to me. And I don't know if other people have that, but I know I have that. So I believe that God gives you visions of what he wants you to do as you go along. He doesn't give you a complete vision at age, when you turn 18. You know what I mean? But as you go, your vision is expanded. And it's very important to stay on that the path to that vision. And it doesn't matter if someone is tugging at you, hey, let's go over here or let's go over there. You got to stay on the vision. So, and then when you get to that point of it, then I believe he's going to unfold a little bit further the vision. And that's kind of what's happening with me. So I'm planning to stay on the vision. Okay, with that said, that's all I've got to say. Is there any testimonies? Okay, Ina.
Praise God. I can stand here and rejoice in Christ Jesus. No matter what trials I go through, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters that I know God loves me. And he loves you. Every one of you. And I praise God for that. I have to tell you something. There's a short testimony before I enter into what happened 2 weeks ago, I think, with Pamela testifying. We have been very busy. Later on, you would understand, we have been so busy, we didn't know if we're coming and going. You heard that expression. I usually don't say it, but we've been very unusually busy. But God gave me supernatural strength to do what I had to do. But there was one thing I want to share with you, how God works so tremendous. Sometimes we can ask God, and he wants us to come to him and ask him for help or whatever. And he had said that to us, ask and you will receive. I didn't ask anything. But yesterday I saw on our patio, it looks really dusty, and it was lots of bird droppings, and, you know, and we wanted everything to be just clean, you know. God is a God of order, too. But anyhow, so I got more and more busy, and there was no time to do anything more. And did you know, early this morning, I woke up, and there was rain coming down from heaven, where we live. And it wet the whole patio. It's perfect. Took away dust, everything we breathe, we do. And it was beautiful. I hadn't even asked. And God did that in his love. Because he knew I was not lazy. I've been working like a dog, as we say here. But he did that, and it was wonderful, beautiful. And I stood in awe of what God is doing. And I won't say any more about it, but I just wanted to realize, all of you, that God is a God of love. He's also a God of judgment. But we don't want to forget he's a God of love that do the most unthinkable thing. But my husband is here to prove it. This is true. The other thing I want to testify about is that Pamela have testified about what God had done in her life. And as she called me, I know when she called, this is God's timing for this. And I know when I saw her face, she had proclaimed that she had a spirit of anger. I could see all over her face that she had. But not only that, I saw more things in the spiritual world. And God prepared me. And Joanne also saw, and Sister Joanne. And God arranged for it. We met. And there were things we dealt with, and she was set free. Praise God. 100% set free. And then, not only that, toward the end, she said something about, I really don't know who I am. And in an instant of a second, I had never thought about this in all my life before. But I remember Salt Lake City, how they tried to grind us in as baby Christians. And those Bible verses that I have here was fresh, came into my mind that day, or that evening, I should say. In an instant of a second, God said, no, you can't know who you are in Christ. And there came the attributes of God. That's why that lyrics to that song we sang today came to me. There was the attributes of God that God gave me, and their beautiful names. So then it was kind of late, and we had to go home. But I said we will meet again. And so I set up an appointment with, I don't go into all details, but I tell you this. I set an appointment, and we met, Pamela and I. And before that time, when we left, and God showed me different things in the car, And I shared it with her, and she prayed over it because I shared it over the phone. And I was taken care of. And then also, God showed me things that was very precious to me. My husband always turned on Charles Stanley on Sunday. And he had a message that wasn't necessarily a sermon about identity, because he was talking about how we communicate with people. I'm not, you know, I'm in God's hand. I will not brag about myself. But I tell you, what he came up for Bible verses, I said to my husband, if that is not identity of who we are, I don't know what will be identity. And that is when I was reminded about those Bible verses that I learned a long time ago. And I just want you, if you have paper and a pen, whatever, a pencil, I want you to write those down, because it's very precious. And I'm going to start with point A, which is Romans 8:16. And it goes like this. The Spirit in itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And through our belonging to God, we feel acceptance. We have a sense of belonging to someone. That was number one, what we called A here. And B is Romans 5:8. And it goes like this. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. We feel loved. And what that is from Romans 5:8. And it talks about we have become worthiness. We have become worthy because of God. Then we have C, to feel competent. Okay, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, that is so beautiful. Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we feel secure. We feel secure because of the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm standing here on this platform, because it was meant for me maybe to do it sometime earlier, but it wasn't. This is the perfect day for it. And perfect love casts out all fear. I know by experience. So, this is my final thing about the Bible verses that I want also to share, just like Thomas. And that's 1 Corinthians verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. I think it's worth to be repeated. 1 Corinthians 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. That's fantastic, isn't it? Now I want to tell you some of the emotions here, which I told about it before, but I will tell those emotions one more time. A, through our belonging to God, we feel acceptance. B, through Christ's sacrifice on the cross, we feel loved. C, through the indwelling Holy Spirit, we feel secure. I'm secure in Christ because I have accepted Jesus as Savior, and my identity is in God through Jesus Christ. And where Christ is and God is, there is no fear. And perfect love casts out all fear. And so that's what faith is all about. We had to step out in faith. Like today, I look like a wounded soldier because of trials that I go through. But I'm not going to be ashamed over the cross, because they tormented Jesus and no man could look at him. And what am I? I am a child of the Father. That's what I am. Thank you.
Praise the Lord and good morning. God is good, right? Now, I want to talk to the people that run a Sunday school department today that we're going to have something very special here, about 5 minutes. So if the teachers want to stay, it would be appreciated. And after we have had our prayer time. So we're going to do something very, very special here today that nobody knows except me and the crew in the back. Not even Pastor Charles knew about this, because God gave it to me during the night. All right, we're going to have some prayer time. And, you know, for some reason, you have prayed so good that I have no prayer request from anyone. They all got healed. We got no problems. All right. So, let's talk about oil. Now, the U.S. government released a number of negative reports during the last week. As a result, oil prices tumbled down to around $70 a barrel. The bad news continued all week, but despite this, mega investors and banksters decided to move huge sums into the oil and stock market. The result was that both markets rose artificially Friday. Oil ended up at $75.17 per barrel. Thus, oil rose $1.45 last week. The people who control the money flow have access to hundreds of billions of dollars, and their goal is not always to make money, but to set policies and to control the amount of money people have access to. By increasing oil prices, they are driving up the price of all other commodities, since oil is our energy source. Production, transportation, selling products are all dependent on oil. Thus, driving up the price of oil will drive everything else up. This is an ongoing battle that will rage until Jesus comes back, and the Church of Jesus needs to pray over and over without ceasing. We are going to pray for Pakistan. The catastrophic damage done in Pakistan is getting worse. People are suffering greatly. The same holds true for people living in Niger, Africa. Let us pray that the people in mass are fed up with Islam and will be willing to turn to Jesus Christ, so that first of all they can be saved, and secondly that God can heal them and restore the economies so that food can be produced again. It is a disaster, but I believe this has come because of the Muslim faith of Islam. And the only way out for the Pakistani people, the people in Niger and so on, is to come to Christ. So let's pray for that. Now, can you take a praise report? Hello? Okay. A huge praise report from our ministry. During this week, enough money came in via email, huh? Enough money came in via the mail post office that we've been able to pay the rent in full for the month of August. We were also able to pay the lease payment on our copy machine plus some other bills. There are a few outstanding bills that need to be paid before the end of the month, and we need to pray in the funds to pay for Social Security taxes. We need about $5,000 to finish this up. So these are the prayer things we had. So folks that want to pray, come on up here. And we're going to pray right now.
Father God, thank you for this day. And we thank you, Father, that you answered prayer, you met the need, and the resources came in, Lord.
Amen.
And we knew that that was going to happen. And we thank you in hindsight, and we thank you in foresight of with expectation that you meet every need. And Lord, we want to say thank you for that. It's thank you for the knowledge to know that you will meet every need. And we praise your name for that, Lord. And we thank you for faith, great faith to believe, Lord. And we thank you for our many blessings that you have given us and those that are about to be given us. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for the great praise report on oil prices today, Lord. That how the prices are dropping, they're going down, and now you're putting all the other people that are trying to buy up the oil to try and raise the prices. And as soon as that gets in place, then we'll drive them down a little harder. And I just thank you, God, for the way you're working all things out for your glory.
Amen.
And Lord, I think it's a great praise report that I can stand here knowing that you're in charge and you're taking care of business up there in heaven. And I praise you and I thank you. And I give you all the honor and glory, Father God, that you're going to move in a way that people in America and throughout the world are going to see that you are indeed in charge.
Amen.
And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, it is only through reading your word and hearing about your commandments that we know what your rules are. And Father, we know that when people sin, when they worship idols, when they worship other gods, there is a curse that comes down upon them, upon their land, upon everything that they touch and do. Father, we know that people are motivated through pain, and that most of the time change is affected through pain. But Father, when it comes to people being uprooted and losing their houses and families, and I mean just total chaos, Father, there also needs to be that stabilizing factor. And so Father, we know that you have chosen to use human beings to spread your gospel, to share. And so, but there's also times where you have given people miracles, where you've done something supernatural. Either way, Father God, these people need to hear that they are basically broken your commandments, that the curse is on them, and that it will not be lifted until they make themselves right with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, when it comes to these two countries that, and every single country in the world, for that matter. I mean, even America is having problems with sin. That, Father God, that you would just raise up your people that you have spread out throughout the world. That we wouldn't be shy. That we would simply call sin for what it is and leave the consequences to you. So, Father, when it comes to especially these people in Islamic countries, Father God, that you would give people the boldness to stand up and not be afraid, that there is a very real possibility of death, but you would give them that boldness, put a hedge of protection around them and to show the heathen that there is a God that is in heaven. His name is Jesus. He is in control of everything. And that, Father, also that they would have the gift of repentance, that when they would hear God's commandments, that they would hear this, that they would simply be pricked in their hearts, just like it says in the book of Acts, and that you would give them that gift of repentance, that they could sit there and turn away, that you wouldn't harden their hearts, and let the devil have a victory in this. So, Father, we just thank you for softened hearts and your word being proclaimed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, our hearts go out, Lord, to Charmaine Timmerman's dad in South Africa. Father God, you just reminded me that we got that prayer request. And Lord, that man is between death and life right now. With heart attacks, difficulty. They don't even want to operate on him because they think that the risk of him dying is too great. And Lord, I don't even know his name. But Father God, you know Charmaine and you know her dad. And Father, we pray for that man right now. Being an alcoholic, not knowing you, having all his life rejected Christ, that Father God, you will supernaturally move in and open his eyes, his spiritual eyes, that he will be able to see that he's about to slip into eternity, into hell, and later the lake of fire. And Father God, show him the cross. Show him Jesus Christ. Take away all his pride. And the demons roll them back, Lord. That he be able to whisper the name of Jesus. And say, Father God, forgive me, a sinner. Jesus saves me. Oh, Father, we pray for that man. That you will save him before his time is up on this earth. And we thank and we praise that you will hear that prayer right now. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for this church. We thank you for the many prayers we have done, for the people we have prayed for. And Father God, when people are running out of prayer requests, that is a wonderful testimony that you are answering prayers, Lord. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.